Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Bob and Betty Ann Golden calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is Tuesday, March 16th, 2010, and I want to welcome you to the Golden Team Send Out Cards call. This call is open to anybody that's in Send Out Cards. I'd like to welcome you on the call this evening. We got a great topic, a great guest on the call tonight, and more importantly, we're giving you all a sneak preview of something that just came out on gifting today that's in the book section that will truly help support and truly change your life. So I'm very, very excited about this call this evening, and we're going to get right to it. And the title of this call is Grief, It's Not What You Think It Is. And boy, let me tell you, you'll hear later on in the call how it really affected Betty Ann and I, and it's something that we never even thought of until we were involved in this. And one of the reasons why we've asked our guest speaker, Mitch Newman, to be on the call tonight with us is because he's the one that really introduced all of this to us. And most importantly, comes with a very deep-rooted background with this education. A lot of you may know Mitch, that he's been on a number of our other calls. So let me get and for some of the people that are on the call for the first time tonight, let me give you a little bit of Mitch's background. Mitch Newman and his wife, Wendy, are senior managers. Mitch is a relationship coach, and he's been featured on Fox News, Bravo's new TV hit series, The Millionaire Matchmaker. He writes his own Dear Mitch column in a number of publications, and he's been featured in both print and radio offerings with expert advice for couples in crisis and those looking to take the relationships to the next level. He has developed several of his own processes, including scripting, the new facts of life, and most recently, card therapy. So, Mitch Newman, welcome to our call once again.
Hey, Bob, thank you very much for that. I appreciate that very much. I just am so anxious about this call because this has been a long time coming. So let me just give a little brief background here. There's a new book that's on the site. It's in the personal development section, and it's called The Grief Recovery Handbook. And it's written by John James, who is the founder of the Grief Recovery Institute. And John has, over the past 30 years, has trained thousands of grief recovery workers, I mean literally all across the planet. He goes to Washington, speaks in front of 500 of the top clergy and all the armed services on grief. He created the industry basically when there was none, and it was based really upon a personal tragedy that he and his wife faced when they lost their two-day-old child. The Grief Recovery Handbook, as of 2 weeks ago, was printed in 14 different languages, and now it's 15. It's now printed in Chinese, and it's been on the New York Times bestseller list for over 20 years. And, you know, as you said today to me, Bob, this book is an absolute life changer, and it really is. It really is.
Well, and Mitch, I tell you, again, that book was just posted on our gifting section today. I believe today
yep.
at 9 o'clock,
yep.
And so we want to thank Send Out Cards for that, and for Sam Robinson for really kind of working with that, and also Cody Bateman for really opening that up. So Mitch, in the interest of time,
sure,
I think it's important for us all to first understand what is grief.
Sure, absolutely. Well, grief is really the emotional response to any loss. In our society, we tend to think of grief as it applies to physical loss of life. But the reality is that grief could be the loss of a friendship. It could be a breakup in a relationship. You could be losing your hair or a body. You might have lost a body part, a job, a career, a pet, a home. Especially in this economy, there are a lot of people who went into deep depression over losing the home, and what they were really going through was loss and grief. really the absence, whether it's suddenly or otherwise, of anything or anyone we have grown to count on or rely on in our life. For me, in my work, in terms of relationships, I deal with a lot of unresolved grief. So let's say, for instance, somebody who's maybe been hurt in a previous relationship and who's never really fully grieved or processed that experience, they now have challenges in the next relationship because they fear getting hurt again. So rather than having done the work necessary to own what I call the gifts, the gold, and the glory from any situation, any relationship we've ever been in, they basically pack up those unresolved grief issues and they just move into the next relationship, into the next relationship. So the reality is that what most of us are really challenged by in life definitely has a tie to unresolved grief. And in a lot of situations, in terms of our external world, it holds us back from really realizing our potential, whether it's in generally in life, our career, or in our relationships. I mean, it suddenly dawned on me in terms of dealing with certain folks in my downline and working with them is, you know, how many of us are not fully stepping into our send-out cards businesses because something's holding us back that's related to grief and loss.
You know, Mitch, hearing what you say truly opens up all of us to look in places that we never thought blocks would be in.
Yeah.
Places, you know, we've never considered before. And I can't help but be reminded of some of the things that happened to me in my younger days.
Absolutely, Bob, absolutely. And it's not really just about what happened, but a lot of times it's the messages we got about what it all meant. Now, I know John will get into this more when he's interviewed by Cody and when they do their call together, but we tend to hear a lot of things when we're going through a grief situation or somebody is going through a grief situation like, well, you know, oh, he lived a good long life, or at least he didn't suffer, or sometimes we'll hear she's in a better place, or the biggie, which is a lot of people say, well, I know how you feel. In relationships, there's a lot of times, especially as kids going through challenging relationships, we heard things like, there's plenty of other fish in the sea, right? Or in John's case, you're still young, you can have another kid. Now, in reality, these are all well-intentioned thoughts that people share. But what happens is they miss the mark because they really do nothing to support people or ourselves in how we're feeling. And that, for a lot of people, is the real challenging piece. Is they kind of try and sidestep the feelings, and they kind of overpower, you know, and so they can get to that other place. But yet they have all this unresolved stuff. I mean, I was thinking about it today, Bob. When you think about the word grief as a brand, like, what's the one word that maybe comes to your mind? Like when you hear me say Bob grief, what comes up for you?
Well, of course, that someone has died.
Right. I mean, then typically that's for most people, for most of us. But really, having it become synonymous with death, but what happens is it then therefore invalidates and minimizes any other kind of loss that we're experiencing. And I think there's, with this book, and even though it's 20 years this has been out, this book, and the work that John's been doing is over 30 years, I think there's a real opportunity here to put a new face on grief, to open up the category to include any type of loss. You know, John will say, he used to say to me, I think actually we were just talking about this the other day, all loss is experienced at 100%. I mean, it's really true. I used to say, well, my backache hurts me more than your backache hurts me, right? But it really is. I mean, whatever we're feeling, whatever we're experiencing is at 100%. So what's great about this book that's on the site now is it not only examines the misinformation about grief and loss that's out there, but also the belief systems that we've held as truths. It also really provides, and I'm sure you're going to want to talk about that a little bit more shortly, but it provides the experiential processes to help people resolve their grief. And it's going to teach you really how to support others going through a loss. So traditionally, Hallmark and American Greetings, the cards are designed really with sympathy in mind. And this book and where we're headed with all this is really about empathy. It's really about allowing others and ourselves the dignity of our grieving process. Now, you remember, gosh, what was it, last June? When we went through the, you, me, and Betty Ann went through John's grief workshop?
I sure do, Mitch.
Yeah, I mean, like, what, I'm curious, because I know we've talked about it, but we haven't talked about it in a while. I mean, what did you take away from that experience, I mean, in terms of how it ultimately has impacted you?
Well, Mitch, last June, when Betty Ann and I did attend that three-day workshop, there was actually 12 of us in that class, including you. I got to tell you, I was there as a guest of John James, Betty Ann and I were, and I'll be honest with you, I personally did not feel that this was going to have, that I was just there to observe, just as an observer. In fact, when they came around and introduced each, and we introduced ourselves to each other, I think I made that statement. I'm here just to observe the class.
I remember that,
But I got to tell you, very shortly after saying that, I was immersed in the class deeper than I've ever would ever imagined. And it touched a lot of points in my life that it took me through a sea of emotions for 3 days.
Yeah.
And I was amazed at a lot of the things that I was packing away that I didn't address or that I sloughed off. Through different things, may it be, a couple of dogs that, you know, that died as a child, or, sounds funny, a goldfish, and some of the other things that I experienced in growing up, with, watching somebody on my baseball team, his father umpiring the game, dying of a heart attack behind home plate, you know, at 8 years old. So there were a lot of different things, relatives, a loss of a job, a lot of different things that I experienced that I didn't think were affecting me. But I got to tell you, Betty Ann and I, to this day, attending that class has been one of the best things that we've ever done, because it opened both of us up to deal with the different things and how to deal with things now that we face today. So it doesn't block us or hinder us on moving forward or becoming a better person.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I'm very thankful, Mitch, to you and Wendy for really opening the door for us to meet John James, for us to be introduced to the grief recovery 3-day class, but more importantly, the book. And, you know, I got to tell you, after that, we bought that book for everybody in our family, and we've given it to a number of friends, and now that it's on, now that it's on our site under the gifting section, I'm going to be again ordering it for a number of people, and it's just something that's dear to our hearts. And I believe after anybody that's on this call has read the book, you will be also sharing it with a number of other people.
Yeah, it's really powerful. No question. No question about it. And this is what's great about this. It's not really about everyone who is necessarily experiencing a loss in the moment, right? It could be about somebody who is just finding that there's something unresolved inside of them, and they can explore through looking at the, you know, the different points in their lives where they had a lot of challenges around grief. So it's not necessarily, you know, you definitely want to send this to friends and family who are experiencing a loss, but it's also really, really crucial for anybody, because even in my work I do as a relationship coach, I'm dealing a lot with the fighting and the arguing and the problems that couples are having are ultimately really rooted in their own individual unresolved grief. So that's why, you know, we say grief, it's not what you think it is. It really opens it up in a very big way, because you start to see that it's not just focused on somebody who passed away, but any type of loss, any type of loss. It's powerful.
Well, you know, Mitch, I got to tell you a part on that.
Yeah.
Going through and also with reading the book, it's helped Betty Ann and I truly understand people better and been able to really apply this knowledge to really help them through a lot of different parts of their life, and more importantly, people that we're working with in our Send That Card business. And it's allowed us to be able to embrace those challenges and be able to help a number of people break through those and get to and find really truly the greatness within instead of being stuck on a merry-go-round.
Yep.
And competing the same patterns over and over again.
Absolutely, Bob. Absolutely. And there's a whole other phase to this project. Can we get into that a little bit?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So as excited as I am about the book, and I am over-the-top excited about it, what's coming down the pike, hopefully in the next couple weeks, which is going to really be kind of a marriage between the book and something even more dynamic from my perspective, is Send Out Cards has agreed to create a section in the card catalog called Grief Recovery. And John and his team have created upwards of, I don't know, we're close to probably 28 cards. I don't know exactly how many we're going to load, but we're going to literally have a new section called Grief Recovery, and we're going to now have new cards that are going to, in a lot of ways, really put Hallmark and American Greetings on notice. And it's going to really put the Send Out Cards distributors and customers really at the forefront of something really, really powerful, which is a whole paradigm shift in the way we as a society have been educated, learned, and experienced what grief is. So to me, that's going to be, I mean, what a great opportunity. We're going to be able to send one of these new cards, and they're going to be very simple. They're not going to be, there's no pictures of the ocean, waves crashing against the shore, no lit candles, no hands folded in prayer. It's really going to be very direct messages that encourage people to grieve. And then when Cody and John get together on one of Cody's calls, I'm sure John's going to really expand the education process for folks so people can start to learn what is it that I need to be writing inside the card? How can I best support someone who just lost their job? How can I keep the focus on them and allowing them the dignity of their process? So it's really a very exciting time, and I think between those two, like I said, it's going to really put Send Out Cards and all the distributors and customers really ahead of the curve and really creating this new paradigm shift.
Well, Mitch, there's no question about that. And again, Cody truly believes in personal development. And, through the Treat 'Em Right seminars, the I Am statements and what have you.
Yeah.
But I remember a year ago when Cody and John came together.
Yep.
In San Diego, at the San Diego Treat 'Em Right.
Next month a year.
It was. I remember all of you and Wendy, Betty Ann, and I, and Cody and John, and I remember sitting there in that room, and it was very powerful. The information being shared, and knowing how important it is for all of us to really be able to find that missing piece within us, and so. One of the things that I'm really excited about and I'm looking forward to is when John and Cody get together on the, SOC TV and do an interview, and John will be doing some things and offering some suggestions and on how to handle certain things, what to write inside of cards.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be very powerful. We get a chance. You've heard me say a number of times that Send Out Cards is really, truly a personal development program.
Oh, yeah.
With a business opportunity that applies to the business world and your personal world, and we deliver it through cards and gifts.
Yep.
And it seems like every day as Send Out Cards evolves, it even strengthens and supports that statement more and more. And I'm really excited about that. So understand that I cannot say enough, and I want to encourage everyone, to go to the site and at least view the gifting on the books and send yourself a card in that book. Do that for yourself. And I promise you, when you do that and you read the book, you will probably end up sending a dozen of those books out to other people in your family, because I know that I've sent a book to everybody in my family. And again, some people outside of our family, in our send out card family, that I've sent books to. Again, this is just so important, because you're going to find that, and again, like me, last June, I would have never read this book. I didn't think that it pertained to me, but oh my God, did it.
Yeah.
And it really opened up some incredible parts in my life, and again, allows me to be more of a person than I am, and be able to also understand what a lot of other people are going through. And I believe that, again, this is something that's really important. And then with the new grief recovery cards that are coming out, we're going to be able to bring this all in. And it wouldn't surprise me if Cody doesn't even put something on the site of maybe doing a video with John James and Cody together, or talking about this, to truly educate all of us really about how important this is. And so everybody on this call tonight, you understand, this book just went on gifting this morning. So all of you got an opportunity to have first crack at that. Send yourself the book. And, we're going to see on some future calls of having John James working with Cody on this. And even
Michelle, right? I mean, hopefully.
Question with Michelle Bateman. There's no question about that. So, again, I believe we're creating a new paradigm shift in the way we grieve, the way we send cards, the books, and more importantly, how we can strengthen ourselves and learn more about ourselves, and how we can apply and, again, recreate that paradigm shift. So, all I got to say really on that is, how cool is that?
I think it's over the top that this opportunity, and even John, who has – people have been after him for 30 years to endorse things, when he realized what this could be with respect to creating the grief cards and really reaching out and in a much different way, in a much broader way. This is a huge, huge, huge opportunity for send out cards, for the distributors. I mean, at the forefront of something that's never been done before. It's never been done before in Hallmark or American Greetings. I mean, this is truly cutting edge. We're right at the front. And this is, that, to me, that's just so exciting.
Well, and more importantly, Mitch, we get a chance to be educated by the person that developed this.
Yeah. I always say to people, it's like we always use the expression, I know a guy who knows a guy. John's the guy, right? You know, he's the guy who started it all. And I'm excited also, somewhere down the road, I'm sure there's going to be opportunities for John to do some workshops with the distributors on a more, personal level. So it's just all good. It's all good.
Oh, you bet. Well, listen, I tell you what, Betty Ann's going to I know she wanted to make a couple of comments. So, Betty Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am, Bob. And Mitch, did you give the website of where they can go if they're ever interested in the 3-day seminar? I already have people texting me on thank you very much. They really would like to attend their John's 3-day seminar. And, this is really going to touch a lot of people's lives that really would never have found out anything about it. So if you could just say the website real quick.
You can get there by going to www.grief.net.
Okay. That's grief.net.
Yeah.
And then I just wanted to tell everybody, this was the class that I was speaking at, I was talking about when we got accepted as the 2009 Distributors of the Year at the conference last year, and the quote that I quoted, and if you go to beagoldeneagle.com, the password be a golden eagle, and that's the letter B and the letter A, golden. You can scroll to the bottom and read about us, it says about us, and you'll see if our little, I have the quote from his teachings and trainings that really changed my life. And I know it has touched a lot of people, other people's lives, because I've had comments from it and people wanted this quote. But it just mainly their main theme is that love is the product of truthful communication. That's being truthful with yourself first and then others. And then loving others means love is the willingness and ability to allow others the right to make their own choices for themselves without any insistence that they satisfy me. And then you need to love yourself. And loving myself is having the willingness and acquiring the ability to allow myself the right to make my own choices for myself without the need for the approval of others. And I'll tell you, it doesn't sound like that's part of grief, but that most what touched me at that class was the fact that I really didn't have a whole lot of grief that I thought was grief. What I had were maybe disappointments or things that I thought could have been better. And those things, because I was interpreting that someone else needed to do something the way I wanted them to do it, instead of allowing them to be them and let them take it and be who they are and appreciate them. And the same with myself was the most important thing that I realized that I wasn't doing. Well, I was trying to please everyone else. And in respect, I need to first be truthful with myself, happy with myself, and respect myself so that this way I can live life in a very happy mode, which I have and I am. And I want to thank you very much, Mitch, for introducing us to this.
It's my pleasure. This is huge information. This is huge information because once we dispel the myth about what grief is and we understand its loss of any kind, it opens up those doors for us to look at what's unresolved in our lives, what's preventing us from loving ourselves on a deeper level, what's preventing ourselves from really stepping into, going out and really taking send-out cards exactly where we want to go with it rather than finding ourselves holding ourselves back. This opens doors in your personal life, your professional life, and it's also, like you said, when Bob was talking about giving the book to family members, it also opens up the discussion and it starts to really break down the belief systems that we have about grief and what it means to grieve. I mean, how often have we heard the expression, time heals all wounds? We hear that all the time. The reality is that's not accurate.
No, it doesn't.
Right? It's what we end up doing with that time that gives us the opportunity to resolve that grief. But there's so many of those belief systems that we carry around the very topic of grief. It's like enough already. It's time to get up and get out there again. And like even when I said, he lived a good long life, but there's plenty of other fish in the sea. When you're hurting, you really want to be allowed to have your feelings. And
yes, you do.
It's not always very comfortable for other people to be around those feelings. So we not only feel judged, but we also find ourselves judging ourselves. So this is really a huge opportunity, I think, for people on so many levels. And I'm so excited that both you and Bob got behind this and that Cody's behind it and all the send out cards, because once those cards go up, and I'm hoping that it's going to be in the next couple weeks, that combination of the cards in the book is just going to be over the top powerful.
Sure.
Well, you bet. And again, let me just reiterate, the book's available now. Definitely get yourself a book before they run out, because I know there's going to be a lot of people ordering the books. And one of the things that I am going to recommend is to, I believe once you have read the book, you will make some major milestone developments in your life. And at that point, if you choose that you want to take and educate yourself further, then you have those options. But in the meantime, the book will open up so much for you that I know what it's done for us. And again, Mitch, I want to thank you so much for the introduction to John James. I want to thank you for the friendship and, love you guys. And I really appreciate being on the call with us tonight, Mitch.
No, I appreciate you having me, and it's been my great pleasure, and it continues to be my great pleasure every day, Bob.
Thank you again.
Thanks,
wanted to say and thank again to Mitch Newman, and also want to thank you all for being on the call tonight. We'll see you back on next Tuesday, and share with you some things that we picked up at the Executive Summit, and some real exciting things going on. And be sure that you click on to your banner site and watch the new opportunity presentation. And share it with as many people as possible. I thank you. Everybody have a phenomenal rest of the week. And
golden blessings to you all.
All righty. Good night.